Calm down, Miss Bennett. You're in a hospital. I'm Dr. Collins. You must be confused. I rushed here as soon as I could when I heard you woke up. Are you in any pain?
No, nothing hurts. I actually feel totally fine, but it's just... my leg's still funny. And the nurse refused to let me sit up and... I don't remember what happened.
You were in a car accident 6 days ago. We had to perform a lot of operations to keep you alive, but you made it. You are now stabilized and out of danger. That's why we allowed you to wake up.
Okay. Kind of paralyzed though, aren't I? Wait, no, I'm pretty sure I can feel my legs, actually, I think.
Well, you are not exactly paralyzed, no.
Why can't I sit up then? I want to see what happened. Like, I feel okay, just a little bit weird. So let me see everything. I'm ready for whatever is wrong with me.
Okay, if you're sure, I'm gonna raise the backrest of the bed so you can see everything, okay?
Yes, please. Okay, I see bruises on my arms and bandages around my waist, but like, where's the rest of me? Doctor? Where's the rest of me?
Just remain calm, Miss Bennett.
What? Where is everything from my waist down? Where's like my legs and my lap? Why am I so short?
Your whole lower body was completely crushed in the car wreck, beyond repair.
My whole lower body? Wait, you can't be serious.
We had to perform a very, very rare and complicated operation in order to keep you alive.
No, wait. Are you actually trying to tell me I lost my whole lower body? That's impossible.
Well, as you can see, it is possible. Just very rare and risky. The most amazing thing here, frankly, is that you feel okay with such a low dose of painkillers already. You seem to be completely lucid. That's why I'm even letting you see all this so soon.
No, I'm not buying this. How could I even be alive with my whole lower body gone? This is ridiculous. Look at me, like, I don't even have, like, I'm just, like, how'd I even go to the toilet and stuff like this? This is literally impossible.
Well, your digestive system is shortened, and it leads into two waste disposal bags you can hide under your clothes.
Okay, spare me. I still didn't say I fucking believe this is even real after all. Like, you did say I'm on painkillers, right? I think I'm just high and I'm imagining weird stuff right now. But I can still feel my legs and everything. You hear me? My hips, it's all there. I can feel it. Just feels a little stiff, that's all. That might explain that this is some kind of trick you're playing on me.
Okay, maybe you're not ready to accept what happened yet then. Again, I'm very sorry. Would you like something to help you sleep? And maybe we can talk about this next time again?
Well, I would prefer if you just stopped this charade and showed me my lower body. But if you insist, Doctor, I do feel a little sleepy. This was an exhausting conversation. It really was.
Very well then. Let me see where the nurse is.
Wait a minute. Doctor? Collins? Was it? I changed my mind. Let's say I believe you that you literally cut me in half. So what's next? In theory.
Well, you will be fitted with a custom-made bucket to be able to sit comfortably. And you will have to use a wheelchair to get around. You will have to take hormone supplements for the rest of your life. And obviously, you can no longer have children.
Okay. I'm gonna need some time to process this, I think. Listen, can I just... if this is real, can I just ask you one thing? But I want an honest answer, okay?
I promise.
Are you absolutely 100% sure that you've done all you could? That there was no way at all to save my body from being amputated like this?
I'm completely sure, Miss Bennett. I'm not gonna get into graphic detail, but there really wasn't anything to say.
Okay, well, this is gonna take me some time to process, I think. If it's really true, why am I still feeling my body like it's there? Is that just my brain messing with me?
Basically, yes. It's called phantom sensation. It should eventually go away.
Oh wow, great. Can't wait for that. Well, this feels so weird. But okay, I guess that's it then. Wait, how does my face look?
You only suffered minor bruises there. Don't worry. Your face is just as pretty as before.
Oh wow. Okay. Thank you, doctor.
Right. I'm gonna get you some of those sleeping drugs now. You really need to rest.
Okay.